I don't know. So now we're going to talk about slapstick. We're going to talk about silent comedy because Britain's biggest festival of screen comedy is about to kick off in Bristol. Barry Cryer will be joining us shortly. He's 5 minutes away.
It's like a minicab.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Which means
he's coming around the corner.
He's in Bournemouth. That's what that
means.
And
outside the door.
Fortunately, the ever reliable Ian Lavender, who's also part of the Slapstick Festival, is already in situ in a studio in Cambridge. Hello, Ian. How are you?
Hello. They've locked the door on me. Won't let me out.
Well, it's thank you very much indeed. I mean, the traffic in London is always sort of horrendous, and Barry, I think, is suffering just a little bit. So,
having his tea.
Well, people who are listening on digital radio will doubtless hear the doors open and Barry arrive. So it's good to have. So tell us what you're doing at the Slapstick Festival. Now, this is going to be 26th to the 29th of January. It sounds absolutely terrific stuff. And what are you doing this, Ian?
What am I going to? I'm doing one night about Dad's Army. You say silence. It is the Slapstick Festival,
yes,
which includes sound as well. I mean, one of the great slapstick scenes, I think, verbal, was, you know, what the Romans do for us in Life of Brian, which happens to be part of it, the Life of Brian. So it's slapstick in all senses, but it's, yes, essentially it's silent. Keaton, Chaplin, Charlie Chase, Harold Lloyd. And it's wonderful also that this film has just received these awards because it's reinforcing this message that so many of us have been trying to get over the years, that you don't have to talk all the time.
Well, but not
on radio, it's not a bad idea.
Radio's not the best place to propagate this idea. Silent comedy on the radio. This is going to be an entertaining feature.
Well, you didn't have a ventriloquist on the radio. Why not silent comedy? But I mean, in film, television, theatre, it doesn't all have to be words all the time.
No, it is, and you're right. It's a fantastic day to be discussing this because The Artist, with 12 BAFTA nominations, yeah, and everyone thinks it's going to get loads of Oscar nominations, well, has taken everybody by surprise. But like you say, it proves that when done brilliantly, you can have a fantastically entertaining evening going to see a film which is in black and white and no sound.
And I was talking to, having my hair cut this afternoon, and so therefore I was talking to the lady cutting my hair, and she said she went to see it last night and she totally forgot that there was no sound. Well, just totally forgotten. Had the most wonderful evening in the cinema.
If you haven't, and if you haven't seen it, I mean, the key thing is obviously there is sound because there's a beautiful soundtrack.
Yes, the soundtrack is gorgeous. But I mean, also, no dialogue.
No, absolutely no dialogue. And there are a few moments. There are some surprising sounds which will turn up, but I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
No.
So, let's talk about your evening first of all. The evening that you're doing,
will come as a surprise to me as well because I don't know what clips they've chosen.
Well, as I understand it, it's called An Evening with Private Pike on the 26th. So,